in the camp of all parties that are involved, whether it be like a reinsurance, carriers, agents, like homeowners. We're trying to build more affordable, reliable coverage.
Welcome to the Insurance Producers Podcast, where we bring you the top personalized producers, insurance agents, and industry partners, giving you at least three takeaways to 10x your production and build your multi-million dollar revenue books. So sit back, relax, and become inspired by the success stories and strategies of the world's top insurance minds. Let's roll. All right, everyone. Welcome back to the Insurance Producers Podcast. Hey, man, I'm super excited. I've met this gentleman about a year, year and a half ago, maybe 2 years. And he was working on some things that has honestly been instrumental to the insurance industry. And I think it's going to be moving forward. It's going to be a big part of what insurance will be about. And I'm excited to share his story and what he has done and how he's changing the industry. And man, agents and producers, man, you're going to want to listen to this one because this one's going to be pretty massive, massive episode for us. Without further ado, man, I want to welcome Wesley Pergamon with Sola Insurance. What's happening, man?
Yeah, thank you so much for having me. Excited to be here.
Awesome, man. Well, Wesley, man, let's tell people, man. I have so many questions, and I know every insurance agent, all the producers are going to have a ton of questions. Carriers, or I don't see a lot of companies to where like the carriers love them, the insurance agents love them, the producers. It's like whether the carriers love certain things, producers love different. There's never been like a company that I know of that like all parties in the insurance world are like, man, we love what you're doing. From what I'm at least seeing from looking from the top. So. Man, tell us a little bit about Sola, man. How did you, what is it, first of all? How'd you get into it? And let's kind of roll from there.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's funny you mentioned that too, because you're exactly right. I see a lot of solutions where they're helping a few people, but they're hurting some other people. And we're very much in the camp of all parties that are involved, whether it be like a reinsurance, carriers, agents, like homeowners. We're trying to build more affordable, reliable coverage. So a little background on how this all started. I originally grew up on Long Island in New York and went through Hurricane Sandy. And ever since then, I've been fascinated by natural disaster events and how they impact communities. I ended up joining a flood insurance startup where I spent more time on the data engineering side, actually using that FEMA flood maps, post imagery disaster maps, and became fascinated because this data was telling us exactly where the damaged areas are. And so rather than necessarily using that data to help people kind of marginally improve the claims process, we realized we could build an entire product around it. And so that ultimately leads us to be able to offer a more reliable and affordable natural disaster program. And so we first started with our tornado product simply because tornadoes were easier to define kind of that path of damage. I'm sure, as you know, in Nebraska, tornadoes will go like right through the middle of a city and be very defined in terms of the houses that are kind of in the damage zone and houses that are not. Mm-hmm. And so we started with that product first with the mission to be able to pay people out faster, help them cover that deductible. As we all know, deductibles have been increasing. And then from there, as you can imagine, as soon as we launched that tornado program, insurance agents everywhere were saying, when can you launch wind and hail? Like this tornado is great, but ultimately I have a wind and hail deductible. And so that's when we realized we needed to go to work to develop that wind and hail deductible product to help cover kind of in a buyback in a sense, except like a new age kind of deductible buyback where we pay people out faster. Like it doesn't affect your claims report and you can use the money for whatever you need. So those are a lot of the advantages behind our product. And yeah, I mean, it's kind of exploded from here. And as you can imagine, a lot of carriers are starting to institute like minimum percentage wind and hail deductibles. And also mortgage companies are not liking it, of course, like they want lower wind and hail deductibles as well. So we've been able to work with mortgage companies where they're accepting our product as adequate insurance coverage. So it's been a really exciting journey so far.
That's awesome, man. Dude, everybody loves Sola, like mortgage, real estate, reinsurance, insurance companies, agents, producers, the community, the house, the homeowners, obviously they're paying probably less. And we'll go into the details of that. So just so people understand, Sola Insurance, and just to confirm, Wesley, not because obviously hail could happen on a car insurance. This is just for homeowners insurance?
Yeah, right now it's for homeowners, landlord, like anywhere there's a personal property. It can be like mobile homes, vacation homes, secondary homes, anywhere there's any personal property. So.
Yeah, property. Okay, so property. So solar insurance basically covers your deductible for any property that you have insured with any carrier. Does it have to be like an independent carrier? Could it be State Farm? Could it be American Family?
Yeah, it can be any carrier. And we've actually had relationships where agencies will work with their exclusive or captive agents where they're binding the policies. And we've seen from some of these captive carriers that they're raising their wind and hail deductibles as well. So they'll actually work with independent agents who have access to SOLA to bind like our SOLA policy, maybe onto an exclusive like captive carrier if they have that higher wind hail deductible. So.
That is beautiful, man. Okay, so super elementary. Solar insurance for people that are listening, they're like, well, what? Mm-hmm. Solar insurance literally is like, for example, I have homeowners insurance. I'm with Nationwide. They went to a 1% deductible. My home is, let's say, $70,000. That's a $7,500 deductible. Basically, what you could do as an independent agent is get appointed with SOLA insurance, and then you can insure the $7,500 deductible for my homeowner's insurance with SOLA. So God forbid the hail happens 3 years from now. Basically, what they're going to, I'm assuming it's going to do, and you can maybe chime in here, they're going to pay you $7,500 back to you, the consumer, because your relationship is with SOLA. And then now you got your deductible. You really don't have to worry about coming up out of pocket $7,500. Am I wrong, Wesley?
Yeah, no, you're exactly right. And what we're able to do, like we can work in many different fashions. Like you can set it to a lower limit if you're just trying to kind of buy down that deductible in a sense, or even higher, because again, our claims process won't affect your CLUE report as well. So if you get a claim from us and that covers your full roof replacement, you might not even decide to file a home insurance claims in the first place. And that would enable you to, again, potentially not get non-renewed or increase in premium in the future. And that's just a big positive that we offer as well.
Yeah. I mean, in the state of Nebraska, man, 1% is becoming pretty common. An average home in the state of Nebraska is getting pretty close to $500,000. So, I mean, you got a $5,000 deductible, and there's not a lot of Americans, man, or Nebraskans that can just come up with $5,000 out of pocket. And honestly, the whole roofing fiesta 3, 5, 6 years ago, where they were maybe helping with deductible and stuff, everybody knows that that's completely illegal. They can't do that, any of that stuff, and all that stuff is obviously, so you really have to come up out of pocket, you know, $5,000 if something happens. If you own a $500,000 house, State Farm is at 1%. Nationwide, I just saw Travelers went to $5,000 deductibles. Safeco, Travelers, Progressive, like every carrier, some of them even 2% deductible, going higher is 2% deductible. So dude, this is a brilliant and a genius idea. So let's go to like the nitty gritty of it, Wesley. Like, so what is the pricing different for every state, just like it is for insurance and zip codes as well?
Yeah, absolutely. So the way we do pricing is based off the wind and hail risk in the area. And so we'll take like 30 years of wind, hail, tornado data and aggregate all of that to determine your property's premium. But the great thing also about our company is like what we do is we pay out based off of like that event happening. And so we don't base premium off of your previous claims history or your personal details. It's purely based off the risk at your property location and the likelihood that you'll actually have wind and hail. And that enables us to be able to offer fairer and more affordable premiums.
Yeah. And it relies on obviously the claim being covered and there's enough damage and the insurance company says, yep, there's enough damage. There's a claim. The claim is put in. You have to verify that, I'm assuming. And then you guys chime in and pay?
So actually, no, we are completely separate from the insurance carrier. We don't need a claim to happen with the home insurance carrier for our product to be able to pay out. What we've done on our end is we have enough insight into, like we monitor the wind and hail data at every location all over the US, no matter what city or small town you're in, 24/7. And so we'll monitor that area to see if severe hail or wind has impacted like at your property location. And then we'll reach out to you regardless of how the home insurance carrier is operating. And so we've been able to like set our payout at a threshold when we know that your roof should be replaced. And that's when we'll come in and pay you out. But it's regardless of whether the home insurance claim is happening. I mean, we know when we're paying out, that would be very similar to a home insurance claim would also be paying out in that instance. But again, if we're just covering that deductible piece and then the home carrier is covering anything if you need above that.
Yeah. So the so do you have like adjusters that will go on the roof and make sure there's certain hits based on like, right? Same philosophy as like a homeowner's insurance plan?
It's actually different. Okay. And this is the ingenuity behind our product. Like to take a step back, what we realized when we built this wind and hail product is my co-founder Jeff's actually from Colorado, and he ended up going back to Colorado after a hail event. And we ended up hiring 10 roofers to go up on each of these individual roofs. And without fail, as you can imagine, all the roofers said, like, let's get your roof replaced. I mean, even Jeff was like pushing back a little bit. He's like, what do you mean? This roof is fine. He's like, no, it doesn't matter. Your insurance company will pay for it. Like, get a roof kind of like 90% off, which obviously is, as we know, the wrong way to think about it and shouldn't be happening. And so we saw that a lot of claims, in a sense, were being manufactured by like roofers or lawyers or public adjusters or contractors or things like that. And so as a result, what we realized is that if we could build a policy that had a more objective payout, then we would be more resilient to a lot of these macroeconomic factors and be more resilient to like roofers or contractors manufacturing claims, in a sense. And so as a result of that, we have built a product where we have identified a lot of different weather data variables, of course, like the hail size, duration, length of hail, and be able to bring in all of these variables to establish a high correlation with when your roof would need to be replaced. And so we have all the data to show that like when this amount of hail occurs and gives us kind of like this rating, your roof should be replaced because it will most likely leak in a few years if you don't do anything about it. And so we're actually able to assess that regardless of an adjuster being sent out, simply because we can add up all the cumulative hail that has occurred to your roof since the last time you replaced it. So yeah, there's a lot of interesting kind of like weather data that we're pulling to pretty much tell us like when you need your roof to be replaced, regardless of us needing to actually send out an adjuster to go and look at it.
Yeah. And are you in all 50 states yet, or are you certain states you're not going into yet? Or
yeah, so we're in 8 states right now with our wind and hail program. So that is Georgia, Arkansas, Missouri, Iowa, Indiana, Ohio, Tennessee, Kentucky. We're not in Nebraska yet. We are in those states with our tornado program. So we're in 8 states currently with the wind and hail. Tornado is a little bit more expansive, but we're absolutely looking to like roll out those additional states. We started with a little bit more conservative with mostly like the mid-risk hail states, but absolutely by early to mid 2025, we want to be able to expand into like 25 or 30 states where you're seeing that hail risk obviously be pretty much the top priority for homeowners.
Yeah. Well, I mean, Iowa is literally 20 minutes from me sitting here. Yeah. So I would imagine at one point you guys will be here if you're in Iowa. And can agencies, do we have to have, like, obviously we ride in Iowa, we ride in Missouri, we ride in Ohio, we ride in Kentucky. If an agency is a resident of Nebraska, can they be appointed with those states?
Yeah, absolutely. We can, they don't need to reside in the state if they have business that they're writing in other states, like they can get appointed. And like I said, our tornado program is live, so they can kind of start with that. Yeah. And also once they have the tornado program, they have the ability to like upgrade from the tornado coverage to the full wind, hail, and tornado coverage. And so we're still looking to bring on agencies because we know eventually we'll be in those states, and then that will enable us to be able to then offer the full wind and hail program once we are live there. But yes, we can sell to any of those homeowners. I mean, we're a full admitted product. Like that's the only reason for it is we have to actually file with the state regulators, get approved, also get all of our modeling approved by our reinsurers. So there's definitely an involved process, but that also is on us to make sure that we are responsibly and methodically entering states. And we're thinking about our like aggregation controls and things like that so that we can launch sustainably and ultimately provide that service with, again, being able to offer very stable, affordable, and fair premiums.
Yeah. What's that appointment process like, man? If an agent is in Georgia, Arkansas, Missouri, Iowa, whatever, Ohio, Tennessee.
Yeah.
They're like, hey, I'm interested, Wesley. What's that appointment process like? Is it just like getting appointed with like a carrier maybe?
Yeah, I mean, it's pretty easy and it's very similar. I mean, we just want to make sure, of course, that you're serious about the program. Like, we don't want to appoint agencies who just want to like try something out. Like, we go through the vetting process of making sure they fully understand the program. And that also helps us like get on board with not only the agency owner, but also all the agencies within the company, and just making sure that we have a plan before we go live. I mean, it's a very quick process. Like, there's not much paperwork involved. It's usually just communicating with our territory reps and building that relationship with our team. And then once that's set up, you're off to the races. So yeah. Very easy, not complicated. I mean, we're a tech forward company. All of our like paperwork and everything's very digital.
And so do you have to have a license to sell this product?
Yes. It's through and through like an insurance product. Okay. And again, that's also part of like why mortgage companies are accepting this product as adequate coverage for the deductible. I mean, we've had agents call us and be like, oh my God, you just saved this deal for us. The mortgage company said the deductible is too high and they started going to another insurance agent to try to find like more affordable premium. I was able to show them your like solo wind and hail quote, and we were able to like close on the loan and close on the mortgage. And this right. was like to close by Monday and it was a Friday. And so a lot of what we're doing is, of course, trying to build trust with all parties, whether it be insurance carriers we're working with, reinsurers, obviously the homeowners themselves, the agents that we're building relationships with. This is through and through an insurance product backed by Lloyd's of London, A-rated carriers, reinsurers with like decades of experience and billions of dollars in capacity. Stability and trust is first and foremost, like one of our number one priorities and delivering an amazing experience to both the agent and homeowner during the claims process is also there.
That's awesome, man. That's awesome. And every agent can get a login appointed themselves. Cause I have like, whatever, 20 agents, every agent will okay, just like an appointment process.
Cool. Yeah, exactly. I mean, our goal, like this is a partnership that we have with agencies. I mean, it's we want to build a decades long partnership with these agencies that we're working with. And we really believe that. So it's not just kind of like sign up and you're like free to go. We want to be able to provide resources to you throughout the year about like the direction certain carriers are heading with minimum percentage wind and hail deductibles and what new underwriting guidelines they're writing. Cause we really want our like product to be a tool for agencies to use not only for new business, but also all of their renewals, whether it be an issue with their mortgage company or their policy renewed to a much higher premium or a much higher deductible. I mean, another really interesting part about our product is that we've actually seen with a lot of instances on carriers, you can actually help the homeowner save money. And so if you're if you're at a 1% on your like home policy, you can increase that to a 2 or 3%, for example, you can save like $500-$600 a year. And then our policy might only be like $300 or $400 a year. And so you can see some of those net savings. And so when homeowners are either calling to complain about their premium from their renewal, now you have an additional tool to be able to help manage that premium and also even provide better coverage to now fully cover, partially cover that deductible.
Yeah, dude, that's brilliant. Yeah, because I mean, and the carriers obviously love you because if somebody has a 2% deductible and they got a $500,000 house, that's a 10 grand deductible. Carriers are like, hey, I feel comfortable with that risk because if something happens, the first $10,000 is going to come out of their pocket. And I think that's one way you can stabilize the market, especially in a state like a Nebraska, for example, to where like, dude, it's just a terrible state for homeowners insurance, as you know, and Iowa is no better, right? And Missouri and all these places and Colorado, of course, and Oklahoma, like all these states that are like very, very heavy wind and hail and all that stuff that comes through it, even some tornadoes, like you're going to be able to stabilize the market a little bit, get the carriers to stop freaking out, dude, relax, like let us write some freaking business, right? So
yeah,
I think that's really going to help.
Yeah, you're hitting the nail on the head there. I mean, when we launched this product, I don't think we ever expected it to be this quickly, but that's very much our goal is to provide more stability to the market because we know these carriers have increased premiums by 20, 30% on average. I mean, in some instances, if you have a renewal, it could be almost like double or triple like new premiums coming in. And so to be able to help provide that additional tool with the direction that carriers are already heading in, which is again, just more increased premiums and higher deductibles to stabilize their balance sheet, will just again, help bring more honesty and fairness into the market when they're able to like supplement our product kind of into that full home insurance package.
Absolutely, man. That's brilliant. Talk to me a little bit about the premium. Let's talk about that because obviously like it's impossible unless like you have a property and stuff. And then on top of that, the premium, let's talk about quoting first. And I guess we'll go to, so how hard is the process of quoting? Like how, I guess, cause you're a tech company. So like, I know the answer, but yeah, go ahead.
Yeah. I mean, as you can imagine, it is very easy. And that's also like, again, where the way we see our products kind of competing against is those maybe traditional wind and hail buybacks, which we know are like long policy forms, usually needing to go through a wholesaler, like write out this entire thing. And now this is becoming a problem for so many homeowners all across the Midwest and Southeast. And so it is extremely simple. Like we just need that name, email address, like phone number, like not more. You'll see once you get appointed, I mean, it will take you less than 30 seconds to quote and bind the policy. I mean, we support like yearly, monthly. We also do mortgage bill as well to handle all different payment options so that, again, it can even more integrate with the mortgage companies. Or if you're just looking for a different type of payment plan, like we can like work on setting that up. And so it's super easy to quote and bind. And we really say like we have built the only affordable and reliable like windhail buyback in the entire market right now. And it's just becoming such an issue, and our product's only becoming more and more popular because of the direction home carriers are headed in.
Yeah. And just, I'm assuming, because like, for example, for homeowners insurance premiums, past claim history, your credit and all that stuff, insurance score, blah, blah, blah. What are some things that you guys are, and I know you shared a little bit about it, what are some things that you guys are using as a way to rate, I guess, call it a property?
Yep. Yeah. I mean, it's really just based off the property location and also the cumulative hail that has occurred. And so really, again, what we're trying to say is that like we can build premiums that don't incorporate your credit score, that don't incorporate your personal details. It is purely based off of the risk of the property at your location. And so that's why, again, we don't have that many more underwriting questions, because if we know the property's location, we can see the past 30 years of historical hailstorms. And we can see the last time you replaced your roof, how many hailstorms have happened since then, and then develop a rate based off that. And so again, you're not paying for anyone's fraud or your neighbor's risk. It's purely, you're just paying for your own property's risk at your location.
Yeah. And it has nothing to do with you, because God determines when hail is going to happen or whatever weather patterns and all that stuff. It's like, that's all you're looking at. And that's one of the reasons I would imagine the premium is obviously way higher in a state like a Nebraska versus a state like Ohio, I guess, right? Where like there's not a ton of that hail and wind and all.
Yeah, you're exactly right. I mean, when we launch in like Texas, Oklahoma, Nebraska, Kansas, like the premium will certainly be higher than states like Ohio. And that's ultimately proportional to the risk that you're seeing in these locations. As we all know, like those states like right before the Rockies, Colorado, of course, as well, are where you're seeing some of those highest hail risk. And that's also where you're seeing the highest wind and hail deductibles. But also more interesting in terms of our product, that's also where our product actually becomes the most competitive, is where we're seeing those like higher hail risk. Because as you mentioned, like those carriers are just like all over the place in terms of like increasing those wind and hail deductibles like so significantly to be able to help manage the risk there. And so what we're able to do is be able to, again, come in and offer that like stable, fair premium where we can be more competitive in those areas. So it's certainly been really exciting. But we're also starting to see that like very much, even all the way to Georgia and like Tennessee, like we're also very competitive in those states. And we've seen extremely high take-up rate where carriers are implementing like percentage-based wind and hail deductibles.
Yeah, I mean, as a company, man, you're gonna have to come to Nebraska, Colorado, and all that, because that's the biggest problem when it comes to obviously hail, Oklahoma. Yeah, you're gonna have to come to these states, man. And that's where that if you could figure that piece of it out in those states, which is what I'm assuming, like, hey, let's go to the states to figure the thing out, yeah. And then we'll go to the Nebraska, the Colorado, the Oklahoma. Because when you open up the floodgates in Nebraska, Colorado, and Oklahoma, man, and the process of how easy you have made it, the kind of company you are, man, the load that comes with coming to a state like a Nebraska and Colorado, it's going to be obviously life-changing for a company for you, is what I would imagine.
Yeah, no, you're exactly right. And we are very close to doing that. I mean, we've already obviously established like a really good footing in the states that we're in. And for agents who are in those states, please go to our website and reach out and see how we can work with each other. But to those other states that we're launching in, like I said, we most likely probably have that tornado product live there. So you can even get started with us in that way. And then once our wind and hail product goes out, you're able to very easily upgrade that product to the full wind and hail coverage. So.
Yeah. And the tornado one, I mean, Nebraska had two big tornadoes here this year. So it's not like it never happens in the state of Nebraska. Like every year almost, like Nebraska gets hit with a tornado. So, and Colorado, I'm not sure, Colorado, I guess, but Nebraska at least. So I think that's going to.
Independent agents, are you tired of the endless hours spent quoting home and auto insurance? Quotemation is here to revolutionize your process. We get it, time is of the essence, and you don't want to manually gather VIN numbers, drivers, or home quoting data. Quotemation not only streamlines your process, but quotes through your management system and carrier codes, ensuring accuracy and efficiency. Plus, you can embed it on your website and your clients can get a quote within 60 seconds. Revolutionize your quoting experience today. Visit quotemation.com and take the first step towards a faster, smarter insurance workflow.
So talk to me a little bit about the premium for, and maybe you don't know it, it's okay. But like for a state like an Iowa, for example, it's right next to Nebraska. Like in Iowa was a really good state. It's becoming more, not as stable as it used to be, obviously. And a state like an Iowa, like let's just say $500,000 house, just for what's a ballpark of like pricing, just so people understand that, guys, like this is not going to be $2,000 or anything. So.
Yeah, no, I mean, we're seeing premiums anywhere from $200 to $400 a year. And so that's for $10,000 in coverage. And then it'll scale linearly. So obviously, if you have a higher deductible, the premium will go up. Or if you lower those limits a little bit, like the premium will go down. But we're seeing kind of averages for states like Iowa around like $200 to $400 a year.
And what's that, and how do agents make money if they're appointed with you? How do they get compensated?
Yeah, I mean, so we just work like a traditional carrier. We have a great commission schedule. And again, in the vein of that kind of partnership relationship, like as you sell more, we'll also like be able to add in some overrides and increase percentages. Like we really want to build that long lasting relationship with agencies because, I mean, they are so critically important to this whole infrastructure, right? Like we... Not only are they the ones that obviously have the clients and are selling the home and auto insurance and building that full package with the homeowner, but then when Sola comes in, here is an agent that's in the perfect position to be able to help build that full package. And so if that means just writing a policy limit to match the limit of the deductible or even go a little bit above or below, they can manage the premium that way. Or if they need to go back to their original home insurance carrier and move that deductible, again, that agent is in the best position and the most educated to make that decision for the homeowner on how they're able to move around and potentially help their homeowner save money on premium or just leave them less out of pocket in the event of a claim. And so there's such a fundamental part of our business. And like we are very much selling pretty much exclusively through these independent agencies and want to make sure we're building long-lasting relationships with them.
Yeah. Or do you guys have any plans just so people know, like going direct to market or?
I mean, right now, it's just like those agents are just such in a critical, like most people don't know about their home insurance policy, let alone trying to go to a website to understand maybe this add-on product. Or right. Something. Also, for a wind and hail product, like right now, we're exclusively sold through independent agencies. And I mean, we want to remain that way just because they're in the best position to be able to educate the homeowner on if they were to move around, it's like some coverage options on their home insurance policy. Obviously, we're not the home insurance carrier. So that's where the agent needs to deal with that policy. And we're not able to kind of help the homeowner deal with that because we're not their client. And so we just think that they're in this important junction where when they have renewals come up or new business opportunities, that we can be there for every single one of those renewals, every single one of those new business propositions to help be able to create that whole package that that insurance agent is looking to create for their customer.
Yeah. And we have some captive agents, Wesley, that listen to this podcast, State Farm guys, Allstate guys, American Family. What's maybe an advice? They're like, man, this sounds awesome. Like what's one of your, go make friends with independents, but like, what are some advice that you would give? Cause they're dealing with the same thing. Cause think about it. If you're a captive agent, like you're losing a client because the premium is really high and you're like, hey, we can bump the, and there are some carriers, man, that you bump the deductible to like 10 grand or whatever. Like there's a sweet spot for some carriers and it makes a massive effect in rates. And there are some that are like, it's $100. Like it doesn't really matter. So what would be one of your advice, man, for people that are listening to maybe on the captive side of things and how can they help their clients using Sola?
I would say two things. One, I mean, we're already starting to develop relationships with more of those corporate level carriers. So if you're a captive agent and you want to kind of push what we're doing to someone internally on the corporate side within your product team or someone who handles like the independent agency route, we would love to develop further relationships with carriers so that we can give not only yourself, but also all agents within that captive network access to a product like this. But obviously that certainly is like kind of a long road where we have to work with those carriers on more of a corporate level agreement. So, I mean, that would be kind of the first step. And then the second step in the most immediate term is be able to let your independent agency friends know about this product. So you can work with them to help bind the SOLA policy if they already have a percentage when inhaled deductible.
Dude, this is great, man. This is great. I'm so intrigued in the product and what you guys are doing. And we obviously own a tech company called Quotamation, which is a home and auto rater, and obviously some goals and prospects feature of it. So I understand how hard it is, you know, to build something which you guys have built in the short amount of time that you guys have built it, and how instrumental it is to the independent agency long term, especially with the turmoil of homeowners insurance, where literally every carrier on the independent channel is probably going to be not profitable in 2024 because of the homeowners insurance. So coming in, talk about timing, dude, like the perfect time in the independent side to come in and make some noise.
No, you're exactly. I mean, when we started this company, like I said, we started with the tornado product, but I don't think we could have ever imagined the direction that the industry would have headed in. And we were in the perfect position to be able to build out that wind and hail product. And especially as we're expanding into states, like it's really when insurance agents desperately need a coverage like this. And to be the only option to do that is really exciting. I mean, we've done a lot of work to get here. Like I said, we're fully backed and have relationships with like Lloyd's Reinsurance and a few syndicates out of Lloyd's, and to be an admitted program as well. So have that paper and Spinnaker as a fronting carrier, that A-rated paper, and also to be regulated by the Department of Insurance. Like it is absolutely no easy feat to go through this entire process and develop relationships with all the corporate partners that we have. I mean, there's also some more information on our website. We just did a press release with our corporate partners that we're working with on this wind and hail program. So, I mean, it's really exciting. And also, I mean, at the end of the day, like we're in the business to pay claims. So like I said, that tornado program has been around for a few years already, and we've paid dozens of claims within hours. Like we've had spectacular experiences, and there are agents that have given us like phenomenal feedback around that claims experience, where it's not from the time that the homeowner lets us know, it's from the time that the event happens, that it's within hours that they're getting a paycheck like directly into their bank account to be able to cover those out-of-pocket expenses. So it's not just a great sales process to help manage their premium or help actually close the loan, but it's also just a great insurance product when they need it at the time of claim.
So how many states is the tornado product in?
So 15 states.
Cool. 15
states. So yeah, that will start to then expand into some of those Western states as well, where obviously the hail risk is the highest, and that's where we're going next.
Cool. States for the tornado. So man, this is brilliant. And just so everybody knows, guys, and this is public information, so I'm pretty sure I could share this, but man, they just raised $37 million or something, right? So they're backed by financially to be able to go to states like Nebraska, Colorado, and some of these states and help all independent agents. And they want to do that. They want to make a difference and all that stuff. And it's not just a company that started yesterday with a bunch of guys sitting in, they literally want to make a difference and help us as independent agents across the country, make our lives easier. And to be honest with you, man, make the consumer's life easier, because one of the biggest issues we run into, we obviously 6 hailstorms this year in Nebraska, tornado, like we've been extremely busy year for us. And the biggest frustration for most of our claims that have gotten sideways is they don't have enough money to be able to do certain things when the thing happens, when a claim happens. They have to wait, like, dude, wait on a week when you don't even have a house to stay in is sometimes detrimental and obviously a bad taste in their mouth for the insurance carrier and now my agency. So for a company like SOLA to come in, man, within hours of something hitting, them reaching out to you versus you reaching out to them, I mean, I could see this thing, man, blowing up, which has been going to be pretty awesome.
Yeah, no, and it already has. I mean, like I said, we've been seeing all these different partners, industry partners, like really latching on to this product. Like I said, there's mortgage companies, reinsurers, carriers, agency partners. So, I mean, we're excited for the future ahead and a lot more to come.
Yep, that's awesome. So, guys, Wesley from SOLA, insurance, 8 states, because I know you guys will be like, hey, what state were you in? Just so, Georgia, Arkansas, Missouri, Iowa, Indiana, Ohio, Tennessee, Kentucky right now for hail. And there's 15 states for the tornado. So go online, man, to Sola Insurance and obviously check it out. See what you think. See if it's in their state and reach out for an appointment. You know, reach out for an appointment in those 15 states for tornado and obviously for the hail coverage if you're in those 8 states. These guys are doing amazing things, man. They kind of know, they know what they're doing. They're backed by all the right people to be able to do these things. Weston, man, anything else that you, this podcast is selfish for me because I bring on people that I'm super interested in that I can teach, that I can learn from on a daily basis. And this was one of my favorite episodes, man, because I learned so much.
Yeah, no, thank you. I appreciate it. Like you just said, I would solainsurance.com. We have a chat bot in the bottom right corner. We respond really quickly in case you have any questions, or if you want to just kind of stay posted on our company's journey and what's going on updates wise, like I'm pretty active on LinkedIn as well. So you can shoot me a follow or request there and love to build more of a personal relationship. I mean, I love meeting all the agencies that we get to work with. I mean, that's how we only understand how to communicate the product and what to build next and what states we should enter and what features we should add to the platform. So I also love to hear directly from the customers that we're working with every single day so we can make sure that we're building the products that they really need.
Yeah, that's awesome, man. Weston, man, we never even talked about personally, man. How's life, man? On the personal side, obviously pretty busy with everything you got going on, man. Obviously you live in Atlanta.
Yeah.
You know, what are some other things you're up to these days other than work?
Yeah, I mean, I would have to say it's pretty hard. It's just like we're always here in the office. Yeah. I mean, we like this is just such a fantastic kind of like opportunity in the industry with a lot of the turmoil is going on and we know we have a solution. And so it's just like that's exactly kind of like why we use money and develop these partners is we can't wait to move faster and work even harder to deliver that solution. I mean, obviously, I'll go to the gym occasionally just to get some of that mental clarity. But I mean, other than that, it's like we're all hunkered down here early in the mornings, like late at night, responding to customer service, building out features, upgrading our platform, expanding into other states. Like it's 24/7. And it's just because we really want to build something that's longstanding and has amazing partnerships with agencies, carriers, reinsurers, brokers all over the US and the world.
Yeah. So, last question, man, this podcast used to be Win the Day podcast and I'm a big Win the Day kind of guy, man.
Yeah.
If you had to pick one thing personally and one thing professionally to you have to do this thing to consider your day one, what do you think it would be?
Yeah, I mean, it's just in the morning, I set out like every single morning, I'm just like very clear of like the goals I need to get done. Like our team holds each other accountable and it's like kind of you get those things done. Like whether it takes you a lot longer than you imagined, it's just making sure you did what you set out to do and didn't give yourself excuses as to why something didn't get done or why it took longer. Like at the end of the day, we have a goal of like when we want to launch in certain states by, when we want to get approvals by, how we want to like upgrade our platform and launch new features. It's just getting it done and holding ourselves accountable. And that's also why we like we're all in person here in Atlanta. Like we really love to build that culture so we can really build a community of holding each other accountable to make sure that we're delivering the best service possible to all of our stakeholders.
That's awesome, man. Georgia football, maybe?
We actually came from Georgia Tech.
Okay, here we go. Cool.
I don't know if you saw that Georgia Tech versus UGA game where they went into 8 overtimes.
Yeah. Yeah.
It was a little heartbreaking.
Yeah, that's a wild.
But I mean, I'm really excited for the team though for next year. I mean, they're on a great path and wasn't into football before, but ever since I came down here and started watching, I've tuned in a lot more.
That's awesome, man. Hey, last thing, man, you're doing some great things in your company. I think your company is going to be great. What's your definition of greatness?
Yeah, I mean, I tell this to everyone that asks us that same. I mean, we want to build like an absolutely massive company. I mean, we want to be able to insure tens of millions of homeowners across the US. Like we see these natural disaster risks being one of the highest priorities to the future of kind of American prosperity and homeownership. And so solving an issue like this is so drastically important. And so eventually, I mean, we want to build a company that has thousands, if not tens of thousands of employees, that has coverage not only for the Midwest and Southeast, for like wind, hail, and tornado, but also be able to expand into like wildfire on the West Coast and hurricane on the East Coast. We also understand that this is a big issue for commercial properties. So we don't just want this to be homeowners. We also want to expand it to commercial. And not only now as carriers are starting to write percentage-based deductibles, but even excluding the roof entirely or even excluding wind and hail entirely. I mean, ultimately, we just want to be that go-to solution for natural disaster related risk. And we are very clearly on our way to doing that and are working day in and day out every minute of every day to make that happen. So we have ambitious goals and we're looking to bring on ambitious team members to help us execute and make that happen.
That's awesome, man. Dude, Wesley, this was absolutely amazing, man. I'd love to bring you on in 6 months, a year, and kind of look at your journey and see how things have changed. And like I said, guys, everybody, if you're interested, go to solainsurance.com. There's a chat bot. There's a way to ask for appointment process or reach out to his team, man. Have a conversation. See if it makes sense for you guys. And I'd be shocked if in the long run, man, not every agency, I don't know why you wouldn't want to have this product in your back pocket. And obviously it's got to make sense for both parties to where they want to do business with you. You want to do business with them, just like every other carrier. There's a profitability factor. There's like you wanting to sell this product. Obviously, if you're not, why would you get appointed? All that stuff. So if it makes sense for both parties, man, every agency should have this product. So dude, this was great. We'd love to have you back, Wesley, man. Hey, congratulations, man. Keep doing great things, man. You guys are doing some amazing things. And if I could be of any service, man, if I can help you in any capacity in Nebraska, Iowa, Missouri, all these states that we're in, or my connections in the industry, man, I would love to be involved and help you as much as I can, because this is one of those products that can certainly make a big impact.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Really excited for both of our futures.
Awesome.
A lot more to do.
Thank you, brother. Talk to you soon.